Blog Talk Radio.
Who catches your eye? What turns you on? What tickles your fancy? We talk about it all, from the girl next door or the boy down the block. We're all talk. Put the pedal to the pedal. Sweet perfume and leather jackets with your host, Jill Reed.
It's Free for All Friday. That means that it's time for you to come out and play. It's recess for 45 minutes. What are you going to do with it? Are you going to take advantage of recess, or are you going to act like you're still in class and you can't speak up because you might get in trouble for asking a question that the teacher didn't want to ask, for having a deeper understanding of something than your teacher had an understanding of? Because it's recess. It's where we all talked about what we wanted to talk about and not clearly what the teacher had just been teaching about, or the teachers. I guess we didn't really have recess by the time we had several teachers, but in grade school, we had only one teacher generally, and you might have had someone different for music, but that would be like one of the few classes that we were separated from the rest of the students, because we took PE together. It was no big deal. But somehow in junior high, because we played harder and we had to take showers, they separated us out. Isn't it amazing what happens to us as we grow up in life and become one of the boring, boring adults? What a drag. It's amazing, isn't it? How we used to control everything, how we used to be the ones who, we did know more than some of the stuff they were teaching us in school, because we were setting out. We were sailing to find out more. We weren't content with what they taught us. We wanted to know more. So if we operate on that basis, wanting to know more, guess what? You just might. You just might know more. If you try, you could. If you don't, what does it make us, a no-try? I think I better wear a cap today. I need to learn some more. I need to put on my thinking cap today more than ever. More than ever. The thinking cap. So it's Free for All Friday, which means if you don't speak up, I'll just keep on speaking for the next 27 minutes. But if you do speak up, I'll speak with you, or I'll listen to you. Hopefully, I get to listen more than I talk, because I enjoy listening to others. Why? Because I can learn that way. I can learn what they know that I don't know, or even if they don't know something that I might know, I still can integrate what they do know with what I do know. And before I know it, I have a solution to a problem. I like solutions. Solutions make life fun. So you don't have a date? Figure out a way to get one. So you don't have a car? Well, what are you going to do to get one? You know that before I left Wyoming, I just kind of gathered that like 99% of the people owned cars. Little did I know, just very little did I know, that there are many places where people don't own cars. In fact, it's pretty common. And I realized that as I help load out the bags of things from the resale shop that I volunteer in. And there aren't that many people that own a car to haul the stuff away in. Many of them don't own a car. and they're walking away from the store with as much as they can put into a couple bags. And sometimes we store things until they can come back to pick them up. You know, I can't help but think, when we were little kids, we weren't happy being stored. We wanted to keep going. We wanted to be adored for what we had stored in our head and what we put to use. That's what we loved. We just loved that. It made us feel good to learn. It was play for us. And as adults, we get stored until we die, and we die for the one who's adored. It makes no sense to me. I just can't put anything together there at all. I saw this morning when I opened up Facebook that yet another person I know has cancer, and that they're just coming to grips with the fact that they have cancer. He is. And making a plan to get things done before he dies. And I went, wow, how do we get there where we succumb to this dying? When we were little kids, we didn't really know about it until someone around us did. You didn't know about it. You had no clue about death. You had no clue that if you lived a godly life, followed a religion, practiced it, and practiced politics, that you would be well known in your community for someone that conformed with something that was created by man. And that would mean that you would get to a better place later in life. And that seems utterly ridiculous to me. When we don't know that there's a better life, why wouldn't we just strive to make this our best by being our best right here? And it has nothing to do with being the best Democrat or the best Republican or the best independent, the best this or that. It has no thing to do with being the best Catholic, the best Lutheran, the best Methodist, the best Muslim, the best Jew, the best whatever. I didn't intentionally leave out any religion or give out any religion. I didn't intentionally leave out any political affiliation, give out any political affiliation. I have none. And it's really okay, folks. It really is okay. I'm still the same girl that my parents attached to Lutheranism. I'm still the same kid that decided to attach herself to tap shoes. I'm still the same girl that decided to attach herself to a violin. I'm still the same girl that decided to attach herself more to the letters of the alphabet and the English language, because I like the words and I like to make sentences. I enjoy diagramming them. I like that kind of stuff. I still do. I'm still the same girl that attached herself to the brownies, detached herself once I was a Girl Scout for a few years. I'm still the same girl that once attached herself to the Republican Party because my dad told me why in Wyoming he was one. That doesn't mean he was one back in Illinois when he lived there before he moved his wife to Wyoming and then raised a family there. I'm still the same girl today without those attachments, and nothing's happened to me. Oh my, 40 some years. Of one, totally detachment. Nope, not for me. I continue to see the people in my life die. I don't know that their life is any better after they died. Neither do you. I still can see my friends attached to all their belief systems that were put into them. And I wonder why. So it's Free For All Friday. And you can come on up, share what you're thinking. We'll have a good time. We can see if there's really a line of logic with it or if it's just a lot of creativity of human beings that shaped it. And I can look around my room and be grateful for all the creative geniuses who saw something in their head, who decided to take the steps the proper actions, get it into business, and bring it to me for my silly pumpkin head to use. They're the ones I can be grateful for. And I would like to think that you can see that picture too. That no politician brought me any of this stuff before me. No religious leader brought it to me. They're preaching the way of living. They have an expectation on us to go out and earn a living, doing something that's creative, that makes our life better so their life gets better. Wow. Have we really gone this way for thousands of years? Why? When every day I see new life forms creating new things for me, and I get excited, I get turned on. Boy, when I find a guy that just takes his mind to the next level, he just might be all mine. Oh, we'll never be all mine. He's got a mind of his own. But, you see, we even decide when we attach ourselves to someone, they're all mine. Stay away. He's mine. She's mine. Stay away. And we try to possess another person. But we don't even care about the possessions we really have, to be honest with you. They don't mean that much. When I watch these people dying, deciding to say, okay, I'm going to die now, I watch them try to attach themselves to as many people as they possibly can because they know that's one thing they're really going to miss. They know they will because they know how it feels to have friends and family. And they know that they can look across a room at a light and be grateful for the light that makes the room bright at night. But they know that they could wander around in the dark and still be alive. We can be grateful for the buildings we live in. We sure should be. I don't think I'd want to be living in sub-zero weather, would you? But we accept politicians and religious leaders who could probably lead us into the desert of Wyoming, Siberia. And that ain't hip. It's time to detach ourselves from a belief system that someone has put into us. Even if you did it yourself because you were in a downtime and you couldn't figure out how you were going to make it, and you cried out, do you think that you kicked in your logical side of your mind and decided to get creative based on the logic you found? I've had friends that have quit drinking alcohol and claimed that, you know, there's some high power that's keeping them from drinking. But when I throw out a line of logic to them, they really know that. They know it. We can't lie to ourselves. It's Free For All Friday. Let's not tell any lies, but let's talk up if you want to talk up. You press a one here. It should have told you that when you came in. It should have told you that you press a one. Yeah, it should have told you that. So hopefully you got told that you can press a one to have the microphone. If not, that's okay. And if you don't want to speak up, it's okay. I'll talk up on Fridays just like I can on Monday through Thursday. But I do love to share the microphone on Friday. So let's think about the world around us. Oh my, 4 years later, we have another new presidential candidate coming in. Another flaw-filled man to lead a nation. That's right. It could have been a flaw-filled lady to lead a nation. But we chose another flaw-filled man to lead our nation, and we have an expectation that he's going to make it all better. How would that presidential candidate, I mean, they're not a candidate anymore. How would that man, that flaw-filled man, go into Washington, D.C. in January on the day after that inaugural ball, after they've bawled? I mean, cried, you know what I mean. You know it. Get your head out of the gutter. I mean, whatever. After the inaugural ball and the balling, the morning after comes with a headache, possibly, and so begins the first day of office. All lathered up and slathered up and looking their best, hot diggity dog in their suit to run the United States of America. Congress to follow and to exercise some power if need be. I learned all this in grade school, I mean. And there's a veto power. Don't like what Congress delivers you? You can veto it. So they head up the Congress. The laws against the people, supposedly for the people. But they really have to be against us because they have nothing without us. So they have to take from every one of us in a non-ruling class to get their paychecks. They don't earn them like we did. They get them. They take them. They even have the power of force. They have an IRS. Don't ask me who runs them or where they're authorized or anything like that. It wasn't really something that we learned about in grade school. So I guess I really don't know much about them except what someone tells me. Oh, no, I've actually done some research. I won't pretend to not know. I like to know. And so we the people go to our jobs and send our money to Washington, D.C., so that they can hire the contractors who do the work in our communities, and they oversee it through government people. Now, let's think about that. That means the price goes up, right? That's simple enough. Do the math. You can't have an event. Okay, so you get a room. Go get a room. That happens the day after the inaugural. I mean, the night after the inaugural ball. Never mind. The night of. I messed that up really bad. Okay, so you want to put on an event, whatever it is. You have to pay for a place to have the event. You even pay to use the parks. So you pay to have a room. Now, if you have the room, you just have a room. You don't have much, right? Who's going to come just to stare at the four walls of a room? Nobody. You got to do something to entertain them, which means you have people to pay for being the entertainment, whether it's to learn something or to party. People like to party. So now you have the expense of paying for the entertainers or your lecturers. Oh, now they might want alcohol, which means now you at least have to pay for the person who's going to serve the alcohol. So you just added expense to put on this event. The room, the lecturer, the entertainer, and the person serving the alcohol. Now they want some food because it's a big ball. Guess what? You're going to have to pay the servers. The food can be included in the price. Right? So my, this thing is getting pretty expensive, isn't it? It is. But if you're smart, you figure out a way to make enough money from the event to make your time putting on the event be paid, as it should be. You've got to make a living because you're not a politician who gets paid just because they go to D.C. and hire more government employees to govern all of us, drive the price of everything up. Nope, they're not business folks. They never have been and they never should be. They should never be competing with the American people, period. So I know right now there's a lot of people that have a vote of confidence in the president-elect, and that's okay. I have a vote of confidence in myself. I hope you do too. I don't like really believing and putting my trust in a particular person who really doesn't even have any power. But he could. How could the president-elect change everything up in America, be one of the first countries ever in the history of our conscious life, which happened like 3,000 years ago, folks. We didn't really wake up. I guess I won't say that. I don't really like the people that call people sheeple either. Whatever. This is just throwing crap out. We weren't made to follow. I have to agree with that. But we don't need to refer to ourselves as other animals because we're not like them. The president of the United States can slash his base power and make it easier for all of us Flawfield people to be who we were meant to be. And who are we meant to be? Brilliant value creators. We have the most amazing mind. I do call it the double barrel brain. And it depends on how we use it. That's right. It depends on how we use it. Totally depends on how we use it and what we do with what we learn. Whoa, aren't we amazing people? So you've just learned that the president, okay, what is his base of power? It's the spending. It's the spending. So if the president of the United States would throw out a different budget, Congress would probably say no to it because they wouldn't have vote-gathering power anymore. They couldn't make all the promises to people that they really can't keep anyway. But before we know it, we would have a wealthier nation. Just because a president slashed the spending of a country, which took away the power over the people and empowered the people. It's a cause and effect world. And I'm all for it. I'm all down for that. If you want to talk, it's press one, man. I'm telling you, you still got like 7 minutes on here, free for all Friday. But you know what? Most people that go into politics don't want to slash their base of power, so we'll see what this guy who's a businessman will do. It is a switch. It's a switch. He's not necessarily a big old politician. He's ran with them. I mean, you know, when he got married, I believe that Hillary and Bill were at his wedding. So, you know, don't cast off the circle of friends that people have. But it doesn't mean that somebody's in your circle of friends that you really believe in everything they believe in either. I still have my friends, and plenty of them, who believe in attending a church and practicing a certain religion. I still have my friends that believe in practicing separation by color of skin. Yes, I do. I still have my friends who practice a certain political affiliation. That's their choice. I still can love them, but it doesn't mean that I'm just like them. So it doesn't mean that Hillary and Donald Trump are alike. It doesn't. It doesn't even mean that they really like each other, but they ran in the same circle of friends, and somehow someone invited them to Donald Trump's wedding. That's right. So it's up to us to decide who we want to run our country. And in America, we get that opportunity. Pretty cool, right? We're a republic, but we talk about democracy. We don't know what the heck we are, except we're like all the other nations before us. We let the governing body have the power over the people. Why? Are we the two-year-old tyrants? I don't think so. Are we incapable of providing for ourselves? I don't think so. Are we in or on capable? I'm going to let you think about it. I like to play with words just to see if you're listening to me. Some people are, they're going, she's driving me crazy. Listen to her language. I know. I like to play with words. I told you that. I can play with them and play on you, just like politicians and preachers. That's right. You know it. You know that if you're going to be good, you'd be good, whether or not you had politics or religion in your life. You realize that if you didn't have any pressure on you, you would have to create something of value to survive. And then if you got really good at it, you could do more than survive and you could thrive. That'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? That's right. That's what can happen. That's what's so cool to me. Wow, right? I'm amazed. I'm completely amazed. Sometimes I'm really ecstatic over the cool things that I see every day come to life because someone put their creative power to work in their life. It brought me more. And even if I don't buy it, it's out there for me to buy. And when I make the money I make, choose to go buy it. Just like some people choose their politicians, hoping that they'll make their life better. The only way that a president in the United States could make life better is by slashing the federal budget in half. That's right, half. How would you like that? Half of the amount of taxes to pay? Pretty cool, right? What would go away? Everything that has nothing to do with your protection, because that's all that a federal government, state government, local government should do. There's actually two local, county and city. Wow, can you look at all the government we have on us? Federal, state, county, town, subdivision too, if you've got a certain subdivision where you've all agreed to do things the same way and look the same. Ricky ticky ticky tacky. Yep, you know. I think a lot of people discover once they've signed up to be part of a condominium association or something that, oh, you can only have one flower pot on the front porch, and you went out and bought two, and they come along and tell you, sorry, we're writing you up for this. You got to remove it. Then you realize how much power you gave out. But you only looked at, oh, my God, good, I won't have to mow the yard. I won't have to shovel the sidewalk. You see, when we default to laziness, we let somebody else think for us or we let someone else act for us, we lose the real power that we each possess, the power to get into control. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so good. I said that, didn't I? I was whispering to you, wasn't I? You could hear me, couldn't you? You know, I've just sat here and jacked my jaw today as Jill. And some of the things I said probably made some sense to you. Than the nonsensical stuff that people are talking about, such as a separation beyond male and female of any kind, because they're made by us to follow. And a lot of my friends, I still love you. You follow. If there's somebody good who speaks, you go listen. If there's somebody who's pretty or handsome, you notice them. Hey, we notice beauty. What can we say? That's an okay thing. I don't fault you for that. Good. You're beautiful. You're full of love. You're full of light. When the breath is out of you, you're done doing what you've done right now, and you can do more today without following politics or religion, but that's your choice. I still love you anyway. Have a great day. Come and join me in Tampa, Florida for New Year's. It's only 125. And if you talk to me, I'll let you bring a guest for free if they have the right conditions to be at my party. Go to blogtalkradio.com/Jill Reed and share me, please, today. Go to gobeyond.club and register with me today. Or call 314-448-1462 to reach my office line. Have an awesome weekend. Everybody, everyday people make the world go round, not the ruling class that makes it all upside down. Thanks for being here. See you Monday. Getting closer to 1,000 episodes every Monday. Be in your phone. Be there. You're in the non-ruling class, no matter whatever class or group that you're in.